Welcome to the Tradition Never Graduates podcast. I'm your host, Kevin Bergink, superintendent of the Oostburg School District. Our schools have a long tradition of excellence in academics, athletics, and the arts. This podcast will connect our listeners with that tradition through stories about our past, present, and our future. Thanks for tuning in. We have an uncommon level of community support and involvement in our schools. This is a tradition that really stands out. It leaves me even more grateful to serve as your superintendent. In this, our first episode of the Tradition Never Graduates podcast, we will interview someone uncommon, someone who's been tremendously supportive, 20-year school board member and current president, Mr. Jim Swart. Welcome to our first podcast. We're excited to be here with our school board president, Mr. Jim Swart. Jim, thanks for joining us.
Well, it's great to be here. Let's go with it.
Sounds good. Jim, I appreciate your willingness to join us. Tell us a little bit about your connection. Obviously, you serve as school board president right now. So you can talk a little bit about that, your connection history with the Oostburg School District. Give our listeners an update.
Well, I have been a lifelong community member. I grew up in the village of Hingham. Go Hingham. I graduated from Oostburg High School. I married a Oostburg girl and have had all six of my children graduate from Oostburg High School. And we continue to live in the area. And I've been retired for about a year and a half. I've been on the board for over 20 years, and it's been a blessing.
So we can't let that whole Hingham thing sit there. I mean, those of us that live near Hingham know that it's the center of the universe, not just for fast pitch, right? Do you have any great Hingham memories from your youth growing up in the school district?
Just throwing a lot of mud in the Hingham Mill Pond at each other, catching a lot of bullheads and spearing a lot of carp. It was a great place to grow up.
There's still a lot of mud in the mill pond and a lot of carp as well, so I think some of our young people enjoy that as well. Tell us a little bit, Jim, you had mentioned serving on our school board for 21 years, and I know you were recognized by the Wisconsin Association of School Boards this past year for your service. It's really unique to have that length of service. And tell us a little bit about the best part of serving on our board, maybe any of the highlights of your experiences, some of the challenges.
I think the best part about serving on the board, especially right now, is that I'm serving with a number of great people, and they're people who want to do what's best for the district and for their students. We get along well together, but that doesn't mean that we always agree with each other or on the issues, but we are willing to listen to each other, and we respect each other's opinions. And we come to decisions that we can all stand behind. Another reason I think that it's really nice to be on the board is that serving on the board gives me a chance to give back to the community and the school that has given so much to me. And I just really appreciate being able to do that.
So beyond your service on the board, anybody that is a regular attendee at events will likely see you in the crowd supporting our kids, whether it's dramatics, theater performance, athletic performance, an academic ceremony, recognition, contest. Tell us just a little bit about maybe some of your favorite things to watch our students when you come in and visit the school supporting them.
Well, I just love to support the kids because I love their energy. I love their excitement. I love the community that stands behind them. I just think it's just a wonderful thing to go to events and see so many of the community members there supporting our kids. And I know the kids really appreciate it because I know when I was in school a long time ago, I really appreciated when people followed us also.
Yeah, I think that's a good point, isn't it? The level of community support I mean, most of our schools, the parents are supportive of their young people, but it seems to me that Oostburg has a unique level of support from community members who no longer have students in the district. They just enjoy watching young people and the experiences they're having. And I know every community has some of that. Do you think it's fair to say that that seems unique in Oostburg? It seems like a larger amount.
I would totally agree. I've been to athletic events at a number of different schools, and the support that we get here in Oostburg for our kids, I think, is unique and very special. And I think it's something we want to hold on to.
Yeah, definitely. So with all of those experiences that you've been able to watch over the years, participate in, do you have any favorite or best Dutchman memories?
Well, I was fortunate enough to play on some really good basketball teams. Well, other sport teams also, but for basketball, we got to go down to the state basketball tournament. And that was a memory that I will never forget. I just remember that people were saying there's not going to be a single person left in Oostburg during those basketball games because everybody was at Madison. They are all down there supporting us. And we just had a great time representing Oostburg, and I'll never forget that. It was just a wonderful, wonderful experience.
I think a lot of people have similar stories to share about some of the success, whether it's in tournaments, athletically. I think back to, Jim, the concert last year at the opening of our Performing Arts Center when we opened the Bruce Krier PAC for the first time. And I've been a part of a lot of special things over the years in Oostburg. For me, that may be at the top of the list. It sounds, hope it doesn't sound too silly, but I remember sitting in there with about 450 other people. It's about this time of the year. We just opened the PAC, and the performances from our students were outstanding. And I had tears running down my eyes, just reflecting on how much we have to be grateful for.
That's for sure. That was a special night. Another great memory I just thought of was just going to all my kids' events. They participated in a lot of different things, and just to see them grow up and be able to do those type of things really warms your heart. And those are really great memories.
For sure. You know, one of the hashtags we have in our social media channels is Tradition Never Graduates. And as you were talking about your kids, you know, I know many of them have and continue to be involved in different ways, supporting our kids with your son-in-law as our wrestling coach and the support that the wrestling program has from your daughter and Adam being involved, your son in coaching baseball and all of those different areas. So that's neat. When I think about Tradition Never Graduates, we've been fortunate that our graduates and students, many of them, find their way back, whether it's teaching here, helping, serving in the community, serving in their churches. And that's special for me to rebuild and reconnect with people maybe we haven't seen for a little while that find their way back home.
That one of my children that doesn't live in the state anymore has mentioned that she doesn't think that she could have had any better education than what she got at Oostburg, and that the education that she got, she wouldn't trade it for anything, and that she wished everybody could have that kind of education.
That's certainly encouraging to hear. You know, as a board member, one of the things that it maybe sounds simple, but being very dialed in on learning as our purpose. And I know people listening to the podcast may hear that and say, well, of course you'd be focused on learning. You're a school. But it can be easy for schools to get pulled in a lot of different directions and have priorities that pull them away from that. One of the things I'm most proud of is the really strong academic focus and success we've had. It's difficult to argue that the learning that our students are demonstrating is tangible. It's setting a really high bar. It's uncommon, and I think reflective of a lot of different things. We appreciate consistent, strong leadership from our school board, st- staff that have worked really hard to make that happen, supportive families, all of those things. I think we're unique in fulfilling our learning purpose.
Well, that's for sure. That's what makes Oostburg so unique. I mean, the community sport, the family atmosphere we have here, exceptional education given, and the extraordinary way the administration and staff care for each of our students on so many levels makes this a really neat place.
So, Jim, I'm not sure how many people listening are aware this is actually a period in the educational calendar, the open enrollment period, where there's a formal time in the calendar that runs through mid-April where families who may be looking for an educational option can look at a variety of opportunities, Oostburg being one of them. So when you think about that open enrollment and the fact that we've had many, many students, 600% increase in open enrollment in, what's one piece of advice or a thought you may have for families who may be considering Oostburg as an option?
Do it. I might be a little biased, but I feel the Oostburg School District is one of the finest school districts in the state. And I think our state report cards, our test scores, all would back that up. And I think if you'd ask people in the district, I think they would overwhelmingly be in favor of how outstanding our schools are here in town. And your kids are going to just get a great education here and have many opportunities to participate in many different activities, which is not always the case, especially in larger schools. Larger schools, you're more pigeonholed in what you can do, what you can participate in, where a small school like Oostburg, you can participate in a lot of different things, which makes for a very fine, well-rounded person.
You know, that has me thinking. We had our basketball banquet last night, and as one of the comments that I shared was related to what you just said. As a small school, the opportunity for our young people to participate in a lot of different things. So I was sharing how thankful I was that some of the guys on our basketball team were also involved in drama and the theater production. And one of our starting guards was had a lead role in Cinderella. I think that that's really unique. Not that that doesn't happen in larger schools, but it's less common. And the opportunity for kids to be involved in a variety of things, use the gifts they have in a variety of areas, certainly something that I'm thankful to see young people taking advantage of that.
Yeah, that's for sure. We have a pretty special district here, and I would encourage people to check us out if they're thinking about moving to Oostburg area or just open enrolling in. Just come on over and we'll give you a tour.
So as we're wrapping things up, I'm looking out my window and I see about 12 inches of snow still on the ground in the middle of March and hoping for no more snow days. When you think about spring approaching, what's one of the things you're most looking forward to in our spring season, either as Oostburg School District, maybe just personally?
I'm actually looking forward to going to some track meets and some baseball games in some decent weather. I was just down in Arizona for a little vacation and watched spring training down there in the Brewers. And I would love to see a little warmer weather and be able to go outside and watch the kids participate in track and baseball. And that would be a great segue into summer.
Yeah, I'm still not sure about this move in baseball to spring from summer thing, but that's a topic for another podcast. You had mentioned your trip down to Arizona. I understand that you were able to connect with John Moriarty while you were down there. How is John doing?
John and Mary are doing fine. They are enjoying life, retired life down in Arizona, but they miss Oostburg terribly. And I think they're going to come back and visit us this summer. So that'll be exciting.
Oh, that would be awesome to see them. That might be a good candidate to see if we could get the Moriartys on an upcoming podcast to talk a little bit. I'm sure our listeners would enjoy hearing from John. Many of the people in the community had John as a teacher and certainly know his connections with our school. So we'll have to see if he'd be up for that.
Yeah, let's get him on.
So in the notes and preparing for this, Jim, I had said my last question is going to be, do you know the school song and are you willing to sing it? So I
that was not one of the questions that I saw, so you better not ask that.
We'll have to save that for our next guest to see if they can maybe take on the school song and sing it. So, Jim, thanks for being with us today and spending a little time. Thanks for your commitment to our district over many years and how you've supported our mission as a school. We really appreciate your time.
Well, it's been a great honor, and go Dutchman.
Thanks for joining us for our first Tradition Never Graduates podcast. We hope you can join us next month for episode number 2, when we plan to interview retired teacher and track coach, football coach, Jerry Colbeck. If you have suggestions for a podcast guest, please reach out to me, Kevin Brugink. And until then, thank you for being part of sharing the stories which make Oostburg unique.